right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I'm putting this in the feel-good category because of Kathy Kehoe. She's a great grandma. She took matters into her own hands, and she took down a cobra snake that was slithering in on her patio in an apartment complex
Pennsylvania.
Yes, this is an actual cobra. As you might guess, that came as quite the surprise to the woman who found it and promptly killed it this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she literally,
I would do it. Yes.
I mean, this is, you know, a poisonous cobra snake. This is something that you'd see like in a jungle or something.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be in Pennsylvania.
Not in Pennsylvania or not in a residential like apartment complex.
Yeah, right. Apartment.
That snake was found on the patio just behind me. It started to make its way in the grass towards me. And at a time when most people would probably go running the other way.
Not our hero grandma.
Kathy Kehoe came at it with a shovel and killed it.
Yeah.
Why are you not playing some sort of Superman music right now? Why are you not?
Listen to what Kathy had to say about her encounter.
I mean, they were...
I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? Did she make that noise?
Wait. Kathy, are you saying the snakes are saying that?
It's very raucous.
Kathy Kehoe says the frantic raucous squawks of blue jays in her garden tipped her off.
Ah, okay, the blue jays.
The blue making, jays were making a little the... more accurate.
The Kathy.
Oh my God. Those are blue jays in distress.
Those are blue jays. Okay. Blue jays, got it. All right.
That something was wrong.
Okay. And I will set a bad word to Cody. Right away.
The gutsy great-grandma approached and snapped these photos of the 4 to 5 foot venomous snake slithering along her patio at the Aspen Falls Apartments.
I can't have a poisonous snake. There's little kids here.
So she took matters into her own hands.
Yes, she did.
But he got over to here.
And what'd you do, Kathy?
I tapped his tail.
Wait, hang on.
Whoa. Hey, mister. You don't belong here.
So Kathy walks over to the snake with the shovel, taps its tail just to see what it would do.
Tap, tap.
And he went up.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It turns around. Oh.
And that's when I did the deed.
That's when I did the deed. Kathy Kehoe, great grandma.
Dang.
Snake slayer.
Kehoe is terribly lucky she didn't miss.
You get hit by a medical cobra, you got 2 or 3 hours to get to a hospital and get any venom.
Okay, wow. Whoa, all right, wow. So there's that. Listen, that isn't a guy that is wearing any sort of like fish and wildlife gaming uniform. That is just a guy wearing a t-shirt who's the resident expert, we're calling him? Unofficial snake expert, maybe?
All right. Miss.
You get hit by a medical cobra, you got 2 or 3 hours to get to a hospital and get any venom.
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube. I read that on the YouTube. What the YouTube told
me. I got the YouTubes.
Best thing to do in a situation like that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. He's dropping knowledge. He's dropping some advice. Okay, right. So this can help us here even locally in Louisville with all these snakes that are now coming out and exposing themselves because of all the rain.
Step back. Watch where it goes. Don't try to catch it. Don't try to kill it.
Got it.
Call animal control.
Okay.
All right.
Call animal control.
And run like heck.
That's according to the YouTubes.
Wow.
So there you go.
Nonetheless, this no-nonsense Nana has earned the respect of her neighbors.
Great job, Kathy. Awesome.
She's a bad
Yeah, they like Kathy. Kathy's doing justice.
Oh, she's a bad man, Majama.
I mean, listen, when you hear Kathy say, I would run too.
She clearly meant business.
She has quite the vocabulary.
That's a unique sound. I make unique sounds.
You do.
That's way more unique than any sound I've ever made.
Well, I would disagree.
Is that the first time Kathy
saw a man naked? Wow, first time. Great grandma Kathy saw a man without his britches. Okay, there you go. That's your feel good. 99.7 DJX. Get some text messages here. 502-571-9970. Megan texts in and says, hey, play Kelly's rewind noise and then the grandma's bird noise. Oh, so you want to see like what the difference is between Kelly making noises?
I don't think we need to do
and
that.
Seeing a grown man naked? I don't think we need to. Can I find that?
Which noise? We have plenty.
That was a fun one. All right, so Kelly, who said, what? I have never made any sort of noises well,
I
like
said,
that.
No, I admit okay. that I make weird noises, right, but right. I don't think it
but
was
But grandma's
that
better.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, yeah. for sure.
That is big.
Oh, that yeah. is one. But listen. This is one of my favorites.
That's great.
First time Kelly saw a man naked. First time our hero grandma, Kathy, saw a man naked.
Uh-huh. Wow.
If I'm in a dark room and I hear, I don't know if
leave.
I'm staying.
No, I was
I don't know if I'm staying.
Would kindly excuse yourself? Yeah.
I don't know if I'm staying.
It sounds frightening.
I forgot something
in my car, and then you drive away.
Yeah.
It sounds
like
a gremlin. I don't know.
Okay, if you hear that stupid. In a dark room, though, you're like,
I don't know if I'm
Are you
saying.
Nervous, Kelly?
I don't know if I'm
like,
saying.
I've just been tickled.
All right, so there you go.